This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Saturday More Magazine with Nevena and Macca. We just heard from the fabulous Lord Mayor Sally Cabb, and we had in the studio with us today the Commissioner for LGBTIQ+ Communities, Dr. Todd Fernando. And our final segment
so Macca,
today...
So Macca was saying there's more cake for us. More cake for just the three of us.
Like, oh, yeah. I know. Well, I've got a meeting afterwards. We might give them a slice.
Well, we'll wait and find out. Perhaps.
And
sorry, Nev.
No, that's fine. On the line we have Dr. Meg Alkins. She's a senior lecturer in economics at RMIT, and we're going to be talking about something that's very close to my heart, reading books.
Me too.
Dr. Meg, welcome to Saturday Magazine.
Thank you very much, Navina. That's great that you're a lover of books. This is going to be a good topic to talk about.
And you're going to be in trouble in our house, Meg, because I think I have nearly 3,000 books. And
my
partner has tried to introduce this rule that no new book can come in without one going out. But hasn't been...
I did have to cull last year. Mine were double stacked and I did have to cull, and it was two boxes, two big removal of size boxes. And I feel sad about that, but the problem is I just keep buying them. So it's,
yeah.
I see your partner's problem. It's a recycle thing.
And
it's space.
You know, I think, Meg, there is nothing more rewarding that it doesn't matter where you do it, you know, whether it's sitting up in bed, you know, whether it's sitting on a chair outside, whether it's sitting in the park, you know, on a whatever. Reading a book,
beach.
Yeah, reading a book, it's so good for your well-being, and also you can actually learn lots of stuff that perhaps, you know, you didn't before. But can I ask before we get onto that, what is your preference, actual hard copy books or e-books?
Oh, I'm a hard copy book.
Yes!
I have not converted at all. I need to smell the page. I need to turn the page. I'm in a book group and we're divided. There are Kindle readers and then there are hardcover or hard books. And I haven't converted yet. There are benefits. If you want to go back to a quote and mark something off, it's easy to find. But just that immersive experience of the book is the bit that I love.
So in terms...
Not the screen.
Yeah, yeah. And look, you know, it's the same, you know, there are a couple of magazines that I subscribe to and I pay extra to actually get the hard copy. I'm not interested in the digital copy because for me there's something about being able to mark it, you know, to save for later, but to actually hold it. But I wanted to touch on, why is reading books good for your career?
Well, this is our research that we've that's just been published. And what we found, we were particularly looking at youth because that's when your brain is forming. And we looked, initially we did the PISA survey and we looked at 15-year-olds and their reading ability, maths ability and their science ability. We got a negative correlation for maths and curiosity, but a positive one for books, for reading, and actually for science. Now, science, everyone knew about, but the reading one was a bit of a surprise to us. So we dug a little bit deeper into the data, and we then looked at reading frequency. So how much these kids were reading for pleasure, but also things like how much they were visiting the library or reading magazines and newspapers. And we found an even stronger correlation with curiosity and those book reading activities. Now, to that us, this is really exciting because it's almost implied that we think this is good for us, but to actually do the research and find out that it really does impact curiosity, which can also is such a sought-after characteristic for employers. It's involved with innovation and problem-solving and critical thinking. So if you've got an employee that can do all of these elements, you've got someone who's highly valued. But can I say that not all companies want a curious employee? So if you're doing something with procedures like banks and the like, they don't want them to be too curious. So sometimes you can hire against curiosity, but we think that curious employees are much more interesting.
You know, we've got, sorry, Nevin is going to, something else here, but you know, we have two shows on Joy, Meg. One is The Spoken Word, which I encourage you to have a look on the Joy website, and another one is Take Me to Your Reader. And that one particularly is about emerging, established, and, you know, the world of storytelling. So, you know, we're absolutely on the same page as you. Sorry, Nevena.
And Meg, what I was really interested in reading this research is what an impact and a detrimental impact that social media and our addiction technology has had on our concentration. And in this latest conversation article, it shows that even though platforms like TikTok allows for videos up to 10 minutes, Instagram up to 90 seconds, Twitter up to 280 characters, that we're not holding our attention for that much longer. Anything longer than a minute on TikTok goes by the wayside, 15 seconds on Instagram and 33 characters. What is it about this stream of technology that's really impacting our ability to concentrate?
I'm concerned about this because this is all around that something called the attention economy.
Right.
So all of these social media devices, actually, they get money from your eyeballs. And they use behavioural science in ways to keep you hooked. But the problem is it's a pleasure-seeking spiral. So dopamine hits. You get an initial buzz from the first time you see a few videos and you keep going back to get that buzz, but you can never quite hit it. So you keep watching a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more until you're never completely satisfied. And for me, this is the scary part because we can't fight against those billions of dollars that are put into these mobile apps and our mobile phone to keep us hooked because they're making money out of it. Mm. So there's behavioural techniques they use. Like you'll notice that whatever your feed is curated and personalised for you. So it almost knows you better than you know yourself or that your friends would know you. But it also gives you elements of surprise unexpected elements that are the bits behaviourally we love because those unexpected elements are the bits that we go back for. Like, oh, I wonder what's going to be on now and look at this coming up. So it uses all of those hooks to keep us engaged. And really that dopamine never gives us that complete satisfaction of well-being. It's pleasure. And pleasure is different to well-being and contentedness.
Yeah. I've got two questions for you, Meg, before we run out of time. One is, do you have a favourite place that you like to read?
I've got a lovely place by my window that looks out onto the garden. I love to read. But I'm a book reader that reads in bed at night.
Yes, me too.
That's my happy place.
And and myself too. I make it a rule, no matter what condition I'm in, I always read for 10 or 15 minutes at least before I turn the light out, because it puts me in a different space.
Do you read for chapters or for time?
I read till I want to go to sleep. That's one of the beauties of being semi-retired is that, I don't need to go to sleep at 11. I can go to 1 if I want.
So if you've got a good book, you can stay.
Exactly. And the other question is, when you're ready to put the book down, and I really try and avoid folding the top of a page, so I use a bookmark. I always put the bookmark in one page back from where I finish. Do you do the same?
I'm different to you in that I do the dog ear. And
Meg.
I don't know why. It feels like a lived-in book if I've got the dog ear through it. Because I'm sometimes reading on the train as well, going into work. I love those days where you're reading on the train and you're still reading on the train, reading a book as you're going up the escalators out of the train station. That's when you know you've got a good book.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a dog ear, sorry.
No. I'm gonna send you a bookmark.
It doesn't work, Meg. Yeah, trying.
I'm gonna send you a bookmark.
I do have beautiful bookmarks. They're just not in those convenient places.
Dear.
I need some by my bedside.
Okay. All right. We'll allow that. Look, thanks for chatting with us this morning, and thanks for what you've written.
It's
on the conversation. Why reading books is good for society, well-being, and your career. Really interesting chat. Hope there's enough light coming through the window when you sit to look out at the garden. What are you reading right now?
So I'm reading Still Life by Sarah Winman, which is our book group book. So that keeps me reading because we have to talk about the book. So it's kind of my accountability partner, the book group. But before that, I love Lessons in Chemistry. That was an awesome, very quick afternoon read.
Right.
My favourite book of all time is Cloud Street by Tim Winton.
Oh yes.
That was my initial part that got me reading continually.
Yeah.
Got to talk to Tim Winton about his writing.
Lucky you.
As well.
Look, thank you so much, Dr. Meg Elkins, Senior Lecturer in Economics at RMIT. But we're talking about books. Thanks for your time. I hope you enjoy everyone you turn up and use the bookmark.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Cheers. You are on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. Coming up is Word for Word with Chris Orr. And I actually want to thank our guests this morning because we do have a couple of little messages as well. Josh Burns, the MP, Federal MP for McNamara. Catherine Bennett, Professor and Chair in Epidemiology at Deakin Uni. We had an extended chat with Todd Fernando, Victorian Commissioner for LGBTIQ+ Communities. We also had Lord Mayor Sally Capp in the studio, who brought us in some beautiful cake, which Paul and Nevena and I are going to get into real soon.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.